I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
CBS poll finds 76% of likely GOP primary voters, meanwhile, believe that the 37-count indictment against President Trump is politically motivated. The former president slamming the Biden Department of Justice while speaking in Georgia over the weekend campaigning.
They're lawless, partisan prosecutors, the prosecutors. Every time I fly over a blue state, I get a subpoena.
Yeah, that's probably pretty close to it. Hey, is Trump in the sky? Get a flight tracker. Subpoena that man. Oh, is that his plane? Yeah, that's his plane. Subpoena him. Might as well have some fun with it because it got to the point of absolute stupidity. All right, thanks for joining us as usual. June 12th. This is a Monday, June 12th, 2023. Glad to have you watching if you are right now on our live stream Rumble. We always do that during noon. We have a live stream Rumble at noon every day, Monday through Friday, 2 hours worth for you. And you can simply go to rumble.com, enter in Larry Connors USA, and that'll take you right to our page. Or you can enter News Talk STL. We appear on both. I can see the numbers are pretty evenly split. We have very good numbers on News Talk STL. Certainly thankful for that. And, of course, also appreciate you simply following to Larry Connors USA. However you choose. It's up to you. And if you want to drink Bud Light while you're doing it, I don't really care. That's your choice. By the way, before we wrap up this hour, Garth Brooks and I might have a splitting. I got friends in low places. Nah, we'll get into it in more detail a little bit later. All right, let's deal with this issue going on with Donald Trump. Tomorrow, he is to appear in a Miami court and address some of these charges that have been issued against him. Many are saying these charges are stronger than what we saw in New York. And there are allegations inside the indictment that suggest, yeah, he might be guilty on some of these things. But does it meet the high standards which some are trying to put on it? You hear the term espionage thrown around, but it's not the same as you might think. Espionage, generally, for many of us, we think they're stealing and giving our secrets to another country. There's no proof anywhere in the indictment, not even alleged, that he gave it any information to another country. The base closest they can come is he had a document in his hand talking to a reporter. They apparently have an audio recording of it, way around saying, you know, these are the attacks on the plan on Iran, which are still in effect, and I guess they're kind of classified, so I can't really show them to you fully, but you know, what he did or didn't do, I don't know. Do you? No, you don't know. But I caution you against taking either side, without question. Never do that. Now, we all know criminals, and I'm talking about some who are obviously guilty of a crime. They're caught on videotape and audio tape. And more than 5 or 6 witnesses can identify them. Their DNA is everywhere over the crime scene. And they would have no reason to be there in any case except to carry out what they did. In a case like that, you've got more than just waving around a document, making remarks, which may be simply boisterous, acting like he's something really special. Forgive me for those of you who are big Trump supporters. Yes, he considers himself very special. I know that. But he also tends to get more than boisterous, flamboyant, and over the top. We all know that. As one spokesman over the weekend, I think it was Lindsey Graham, which a lot of people on the Trump side, enough of Lindsey Graham, I understand. But he said something which I do agree with, and I've said before, sometimes someone, dare you do be the one to do it, shut your mouth, Mr. President. Quit mouthing off. But no one with cojones can do that with Trump and stay in position if they want to stay somewhere. Same thing about the tweet machine. But in the midst of these allegations, there's always that underlying current that just keeps pulling you back out to the sea of the swamp of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all the Bidens, and everyone else associated with them. And yes, that includes some fish, might be called rhinos, Republican in name only. Not very tasty in any way that you consider them. But the survey Maria was referring to, a CBS poll, let me break some of this down for you. Trump indictments. This is the CBS News YouGov poll. Trump indictment. Which concerns you more? And this was being asked of likely GOP voters. All right, keep that in mind. These are GOP voters. Doesn't say Trump supporters, just says GOP voters. Of the Trump indictment, which concerns you more? 76% said the indictment was politically motivated. 76%. Even if you're not a Trumper, that's got a lot of people on the Republican side saying this guy has been to hell and back, and they continue to stone the man. They want to drag his body across concrete, hanging from the nearest bridge, and then they still won't be satisfied. That's the general attitude of many of those. 12% said, yes, the documents were national security risk. So again, the two questions. Trump indictment, which concerns you more? That the indictment was politically motivated, 76% said that concerns me most. The other question, documents were national security risk, 12% agree that. Another 12% say both. Both are equally in their mind. So, of course, in the Republican primary voters, they would apparently not generally consider Kim keeping the alleged documents with nuclear systems or military plans to be a national security risk in and of itself, as written by CBS and reviewing their own survey. Because then they asked national security risk, if Trump kept nuclear military documents, is there a national security risk if Trump kept nuclear military documents? Likely GOP voters, 38% say yes, could be a likely national security risk. 80% of the rest of the country, so I assume this also includes Democrats, 80% say yes, there'd be a national security risk. Now, here's the other part of this equation. And I know as soon as we go down this road, this undercurrent pulling us back out to sea, you're going to have somebody say, but you want to do, yeah, but this. Yes, I do want to do it, and we are going to do it. Because you cannot possibly do one without acknowledging the other. So you have this car built that will take Trump to jail and put him in prison. But you have no tires on it. The tires you have on it are all the stories and things that have been covered up regarding Biden and Clinton. You don't want to put those tires on that vehicle, do you? Why? Because it thins shows that you're absolutely putting one ahead of the other and ignoring the basic fact. Now, to that extent, Alan Dershowitz, esteemed Harvard Law Professor Emeritus, his reaction to this latest Trump indictment.
It's the product of targeting. And the question is, can you prosecute somebody when you targeted that person and went through every hoop, dotted every I, crossed every T, gave lawyers immunity, violated the lawyer-client privilege in many respects, and then came up with something? I don't know how the courts will look at that. And Trump's lucky. He got the case tried in Palm Beach County, where he might get a more sympathetic jury.
Yeah, it's supposed to be taking place in Miami. And you're more likely to find Republicans in that group, or at least those who are willing to be fair. But Alan Dershowitz raised another issue there. Where's the client-attorney privilege if you're putting his own attorneys on the stand? Now, if you're a mob lawyer and you don't really know all the makings of what they're doing, you don't know about the bodies dumped here, there, you don't But you know, they're not the nicest guys, but they're paying you good money, but you're not directly involved in it. You don't have personal knowledge of it. There is supposedly client privilege. I've asked many attorneys before when they really knew, based on everything, DNA and everything else, that their client was guilty. I say, how do you rest with something like that, with a client who has obviously tortured a child leading to her death, and everything's, all the documents are there, the DNA and everything. How do you deal with that? His reaction is, I never ask my client if they're guilty. They're going to take the assumption the client is innocent, and then they work from that basis. They also tell the client, be truthful in anything I do tell you, or you're going to have a bigger problem. But this issue about constantly going after Trump, let me share some thoughts from North Carolina Congressman Greg Murphy, because since you just heard Alan Dershowitz, Murphy says, listen to Dershowitz, but then also remember that undercurrent.
Alan Dershowitz and even former Attorney General Barr said there are some troubling things in these indictments. That said, where was the persecution of Bill Clinton when he perjured himself? Where was the persecution of Hillary Clinton when she destroyed 30,000 emails on a private server that had government secrets in them? You know, it's just an absolute double standard. We're not doing anything with Hunter Biden's laptop. The big guy has not been prosecuted. It is just a dual system of justice.
It is a dual system, and you cannot ignore that. Now, in the midst of this, again, I want to go back through some of these charges and let you hear how it's being reported by some of the media.
Former President Trump in Georgia.
This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice.
Lashed out in his first public appearance since the 37-count indictment against him over mishandling of classified material after leaving the White House.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country.
The indictment is the culmination of a 14-month investigation into the former president, which included an FBI search warrant at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. Photos from the 49-page federal indictment reveal boxes and boxes of documents stashed in a bathroom, in a public ballroom, even under a water pipe.
Oh my God, under a water pipe. I guess it's suggesting in a bathroom, first of all. You don't know what happens in a bathroom. Well, you know what happens in the bathroom, but they were stuffed in a bathroom. Boxes. And then there were some under a water pipe, which is suggesting that, you know, water could get down on those things and destroy those documents. Do I remember correctly? You help me here. Do I remember correctly that Joe Biden had some stored in a garage along with his Corvette? Door was locked, but Hunter Biden had a key or knew the combination of the lock and, in fact, was seen driving the Corvette around. But they went under a water pipe. I mean, Joe Biden wouldn't want his Corvette under a water pipe, so I guess that's the difference. But Hunter Biden, who's already under suspicion with all these business dealings and so forth, he had access to the same documents? Which is a greater concern for you? That the water pipe might spill, drip, even flood the documents with water? Or that Joe Biden leaving the key combination to his garage with Hunter is going in through the boxes and finding what he wants and takes them out before the feds come and confiscate everything or takes pictures of them and then sends the originals and our copies and our pictures to those named inside these documents, classified documents supposedly. Oh, more details of the charges.
It alleges Mr. Trump told his attorney, wouldn't it be better if we just told them we don't have anything here, later suggesting that his attorney hide or destroy documents demanded by a subpoena. Prosecutors say over 100 documents were recovered and say they have an audio recording where Trump appears to acknowledge he has classified information. Christian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
Security preparation is already underway at the Miami courthouse where Trump will appear on Tuesday.
Yep, he's going to appear on Tuesday. He's going to be there. So we have this situation that he will be in court tomorrow. Everybody can be ready. It'll be during our program. They'll be on. Then we'll kind of be watching over it. But I've got some other things I want to share with you from some of this CBS News survey. It referenced Trump and how he's being seen by Republicans and Democrats. Reference the latest charges. I want to break down more of it for you because one of them, here's one that I want to get to you right now. If convicted over classified documents, Trump should, this is likely GOP primary voters, CBS survey, if Trump's convicted over classified documents, Trump should 80% say be able to still be president. 80%. That makes sense to you? And, of course, don't forget the president is the only one, according to the Supreme Court, has a full authority to classify or declassify anything. Trump has said, I did sometimes in my mind. Well, there is no procedure to declassifying. Is that adequate? That could be a big question. Coming up, my next guest is going to look at all the attacks on Trump from the very beginning. Abuse of power, Fred Lucas. You do not want to miss this interview. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. When I endorse a product, I want it to be a quality product I put my name behind. That's why I'm recommending when it comes to windows, you go to Renewal by Anderson. Start by calling 1-877-WINDOWS. 1-877-WINDOWS. They will start by finding out where you're losing energy, driving up costs in summer and winter. They have the nation's best warranty. 1-877-WINDOWS or go to their website, rbastl.com. rbastl.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, my guest, former White House correspondent Fred Lucas, and author of a book out that is, I mean, it's right on topic again, Abuse of Power. Fred, glad to have you joining us again, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm looking at this book, and it's doing very well, by the way, and I think obviously has to do with a lot of the subject material and the current events. You begin by pointing out, going all the way back to 2019, and I said it the night he was, you know, standing there and saying, let's put all this behind us and start anew, that he reached out a hand to, let's bring the country together, and they were already sharpening the knives to go after him. Go ahead.
Yeah, so interesting. I mean, one of the things I think is just what we're seeing here is kind of a parallel in a lot of ways going back to 2019, because there was a point in time when even the mainstream media, publications like the New York Times, the New Yorker, Washington Post, were starting to delve into Hunter Biden and the Burisma association with the Bidens. And then right around the time this happened, the Democrats basically tried to make move forward on trying to impeach Trump based on asking the Ukrainian government to investigate that. So, I mean, what we had in 2019 and going into 2020 with the Senate trial was essentially a way of protecting Joe Biden.
Let me bring that up briefly, because that specific instance you mentioned where Joe Biden, as vice president at that time, has gone right. over to Burisma, and Hunter is now on their board. He knows they're investigating yeah. the company, and he makes it very clear, and he later talks about it months later at a World Trade Council yeah. session.
He brags about
yeah,
it.
He brags about it. Said, I told them, if you don't hear that prosecutor, I have the authority to withhold $1 billion from you. I'm going to get on the plane in 6 hours, and I'm out of here if you don't get the money. That is a direct, right. direct statement of quid pro quo. You're right.
Yeah. This happened, and basically, what we know now, based from this 1023 from the FBI, sheds a lot more light on that. There was a good reason Joe Biden wouldn't want an investigation further into Burisma. If this FD 1023 is true, and let's state if it's true, we don't know for sure, but there would be a good reason he wouldn't want an investigation in Ukraine, because that would show that there was $5 million bribery exchange, exchanging hands for a policy, which would grant the Burisma access to U.S. oil. So it kind of brings us into what we're seeing now, which is that just as in 2019, at about the same time that some media outlets were starting to poke around on Joe Biden, Democrats went to circle the wagons and turned this into an impeachable offense when Donald Trump went in to look into it. Right now, just last week, what we saw is the very day that the members of the House Oversight Committee got to see this form from the FBI that had a credible allegation of bribery by the current president of the United States. The alleged bribe happened when he was vice president. But the very same day this happened, the indictment against Trump happened, and that sucks away all the headlines. So there's a parallel aspect here about how the media was completely distracted when the scandal was Joe Biden and something comes up about Donald Trump.
Well, and keep in mind, too, now, against the face of your book and the background that we had going on, you point out that history is basically repeating itself. As you said, mm-hmm. the day that happened, you know, then they start doing their stuff, and then the day that, you know, the House Oversight Committee is beginning their investigation, suddenly, wow, here's another indictment against Trump. It's almost like the cake is not baked, but by God, we need to put it out and serve it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is coincidental. It is coincidental, the timing on all this. But my book, Abuse of Power, really gets into this. If you want to know the full story behind the Biden and Burisma and the Biden-Ukraine associations, also gets very deep into some of the other issues with the entire Biden family, because this was never just about Hunter. I think on some level the left likes to just bring up Hunter and make a narrow Hunter Biden issue, because, you know, Hunter Biden is just a very troubled individual.
Yeah.
So in that sense, they think, well, maybe there will be some public sympathy there. Now, this has been sort of an orchestrated effort going on for a really long time in the Biden family, going back to his time in the Senate when he was chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. You know, the family members, Jim Biden found people, his brother Jim Biden and Frank Biden found people who wanted to, quote unquote, invest in Joe.
Yeah.
Meaning giving the money to family members. So that's part of the book, Abuse of Power.
Even his grandkids. They only give money to his grandkids. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Now we know all about the grandkids as well. So
yeah, your book does a good job of breaking it down for folks who have not had a chance to get it yet. I strongly accuse it of abuse of power, because a lot of it you're going to feel like, yeah, I see, I know, I've seen it, and now it's just, you did a great job documenting it and laying it out.
Oh,
and I think it deserves accolades on that point, because a lot of people just, that's assuming, of course, here's the other issue you have to deal with. You're just going to be preaching to the choir.
Well, maybe. I mean, there will be an investigation further into this 1023. And I interviewed Congressman James Comer just last week about this. He said that in the full context of the investigation, there's going to be criminal referrals here. But also, I think it's important that once there's going to be investigations, there's going to be depositions, there's going to be private interviews. He said that Comer said that they're going to take sort of a page out of the January 6th committee and do a lot of private depositions and then show them on video, as opposed to having these big parades, circuses of hearings and cases. But we're going to have an investigation, and if this turns out to be an actual bribery case, Democrats are really going to have a hard time on this. I mean, it's possible that enough would feel enough pressure to sort of break away from their president on this.
All right. Well, let's deal with that very quickly, because we know that the state controlled media, they're all about dealing with the Trump indictment and charges. When he goes to Miami tomorrow, they will be full scale wall to wall coverage. The Biden thing, it's right under their nose, and they just keep looking over it. They're lifting their nose and looking down the road only at Trump. But there's a YouGov poll presented by a YouGov and CBS. I want to get your quick take on it. And the question that comes right back to the essence of your book, one question, Trump indictment, which concerns you more? Now, these are likely GOP primary voters. Which concerns you more, of the Trump indictment? That the indictment was politically motivated, the documents were national security risk, or both? When it comes to the indictment was politically motivated, 76% said that concerns me more than anything else. In other words, the facts be damned, it's how they went about persecuting, not prosecuting, persecuting.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have come to see this. I mean, even if people don't like Trump, I mean, Trump, it's easy to see how Trump can run a person the wrong way. But it's also, I mean, to the level to which there was, and this is something I get into the book, Abuse of Power, which is from the moment he got elected, well before he was inaugurated, Trump in 2016, Democrats on the left wanted to impeach him, and they wanted to get him out. They wanted, now we see that they want him in prison, basically. They want him to die in prison because the penalties for the Espionage Act would put him in prison for a couple of decades, potentially. So this is something, there's a sort of a hair on fire obsession with getting Trump. And that's also something that I go into heavily in the book, but I mean, you contrast that with Biden, a potential bribery allegation and just sort of selling your office. That's light years worse than potential, possession of classified documents here.
And on top of that, Fred, I want to thank you for your time. And he didn't sell or give them to a foreign entity. He waved something around and claimed it was. Who knows if it was or wasn't. Right. Above and beyond that. Fred Lucas, again, I thank you. White House correspondent, also the book now out, Abuse of Power. Thanks, Fred. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Coming up, could Biden be impeached? Stand by. Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website and see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's pigeons down on Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. And that ball will be coming soon. Oh, my, my. Oh, hell yes. You got to put on that party dress.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
He's corrupt. He's been here for 50 years, the absolute most corrupt president we've ever had. He pales in comparison sometimes to what Nixon did. And then you look at this, but the DOJ, his DOJ, his FBI are just marching over this and not doing anything about it and not upholding the Constitution and not upholding what should be an unbiased system of law. In my opinion, he's done two absolutely impeachable things. Number one, the absolute dereliction of duty in Afghanistan. He pushed us to leave out rather than through the measured approach to President Trump to push us out so he would have a political victory against the wishes of the military Joint Chiefs of Staff and his Secretary of Defense, who should have resigned in opposition. And number two is what has happened at our border. These are absolute derelictions of duty. And so to march through these other things, these needs need to be attended to first.
They do need to be attended to. And that is, of course, Congressman, Michigan Congressman James Mitchell, Republican, on the Foreign Affairs Committee, saying Biden has done things that are impeachable. Now, let's go through the primary again, reference impeachment. The House impeaches if they choose to do so. Then it goes to the Senate. It's like a grand jury indictment that's now going to a jury and saying we have reason to believe this person is guilty enough of this crime, they should be tried. And so then the trial is held inside the Senate. As it stands now, the House could impeach Biden, but it's not going to go anywhere because it's going to go to the Senate and there it will die because the Senate is controlled by Democrats. Now, I want to stress something here. I don't want you to ever think that this issue and of impeachment is strictly a political pawn to be used by whatever party. Unfortunately, that's what it's become during the Trump administration. I mean, they were doing it, they were impeaching, and they already had it in cohorts. They were going to push it through, but they couldn't quite clear the Senate hurdle. But it's meant to be a true check and balance system, and it's meant to be based on law and justice and violation of the U.S. Constitution, not because you don't like the guy. I mean, think in your own life, are there people that you really just don't like? And you just keep your distance from them. You just, you know, they don't know you don't like them that much. You greet them, you smile, maybe give them a handshake, but you just don't associate with them. Now, there are a lot of people you probably know you don't associate with, but it just happens to be perchance. But there's a particular person or a war or one or more in your circle that, you know, I just don't really like the guy, but I kind of either tolerate or kind of go along to get along. And I never say anything bad against them. I just kind of accept it. Inside the Democrat Party, that's kind of where they stand with Joe Biden. They're just going to kind of keep their quiet. Don't rock the boat too much. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is coming up in a faster speedboat. He might cause a few waves. They might be swamping Biden's boat a bit, but they don't think it's going to be enough to sink it. And they're just going to stay quiet. But there are other things that now Democrats are beginning to realize that, you know, maybe we've got to step up here a little bit, because keep in mind the issue with the Democrats that they are going to have to turn around and go up for re-election. Every member of the House is up for election, as usual, every 2 years. So I'm looking at some of the issues that now the Democrats are calling for an investigation onto. And stand back. You don't know how big this one's going to get. We don't know how big this is going to get. But the House Oversight Democrats, the same ones that serve on the James Comer Committee, the House Oversight Committee that he chairs, and their leader is Jamie Raskin. And the House Oversight Democrats are now asking the National Archives to determine whether the Inspector General at the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, violated the law after he told lawmakers he regularly deletes text messages from his government phone. What? They want to accuse him because he deletes text messages from his government phone? Riddle me this. Did we not hear Hillary Clinton suggest that she did the same thing from time to time? Phone gets loaded, I delete things. We all do to some extent, right? But this is a government phone and has government information on it. Of course, she not only deleted it, they apparently bleached it and everything else. But the admission means that the Inspector General, by his statement, could be in violation of both the Federal Records Act and DHS policy on records retention. This is exactly what they're going after Trump for on the Democrat side. And now they're looking back at, look at our head of our DHS, General Joseph Kufari. We're troubled, as they say, by Jamie Raskin, the chair of their committee, Democrat, says, we're deeply troubled by his flagrant disregard for the Federal Records Act. We ask that you immediately conduct an investigation and his potential unlawful destruction of federal records. Where were they and where had they been and what will they do tomorrow? Reference Hillary Clinton in the same thing. I told you, we don't know how big this is going to get. They're opening a Pandora's box where they already know what's inside of it. They know that it's not going to be a clown that pop out. It's going to be Hillary Clinton. Well, it could be the same thing. A clown, Hillary Clinton. And Joe Biden. And Hunter Biden. My God, Jimmy, does anybody, Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, has anybody got pulled him aside and said, what the hell do you think? What are you doing? Do you know you just opened this thing up? This is exactly why we're going after Trump, that he was, in their words here, unlawful destruction of federal records. They're not saying Trump unlawfully destroyed any yet, but he did not handle them properly. Neither did Joe Biden, but we're going to let that one slide. But the main thing here is that we do know someone who did destroy what was on her government phone and her private server, which still had government material. That would be a Hillary Clinton. I'm not saying this is an earthquake inside the Democrat Party, but it's enough to raise my seismic graph a little bit, say, well, something's quaking. Something's quaking. Don't know how big it's going to get. And speaking about things that continue to get bigger and bigger when they thought they'd put an end to them would be Tucker Carlson and that story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 and St. Charles are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. Let's say you wanted to control a country. How would you start? Well, you'd want to make sure you had the complete obedience of everybody inside your borders who was authorized to use deadly force. You would start with the military and then federal law enforcement and move your way down ultimately to agencies like the IRS. Controlling the guns would be a top priority for you if you ever wanted to go dictatorial, if you wanted to be baby doc. But let's say you had deeper ambitions. Let's say you wanted the power not simply to control people's behavior, but to control how they think, not just their bodies, but their minds, as a god would. In that case, you need to take charge of the society's taboos. A taboo is something that by popular consensus is not allowed. A taboo may not be illegal, but it doesn't need to be. Over time, social prohibitions are more powerful and more enduring than laws. Societies are defined by what they will not permit.
That was Tucker Carlson in his latest tweet, however you want to call it, from last week, which suddenly got him in more hot water with his still employer, Fox News. They're still paying him. He's still under contract. And they make it clear you cannot do any other TV, radio, things like that. But they left out the word Twitter. And his lawyer said, that's not in there. You can still do stuff on Twitter. And he continues to do so. And the numbers the other day were saying 72 million. Then 5 days ago, they were saying 85 million have watched this latest tweet he put up the other day. And now 6 hours ago, they're saying, question, did 110 million watch it? And did someone watch it more than once, or they just scroll past it, catch part of it? I mean, they all count, I guess. Either way, his numbers are blowing the state-controlled media networks out of the water. Now, here's the issue. The attorney representing Carlson did affirm on Twitter, my friend and my client, Tucker Carlson, will not be silenced by the far left or by Fox News. She said, Fox is now demanding that Tucker Carlson be silent until after the 2024 election. Where the hell do they get off putting that kind of shackle on him? I've been through a similar situation, obviously not near this big. When I get fired by a TV company, I'm considered bad, bad, bad. But at the same time, I'm not so bad that they want me to go to work for another TV station or even another broadcast radio station in town because it might hurt them. What a dilemma. Same thing with Tucker. He is so bad, Fox News said, we don't want him, but you can't have him either. His contract with Fox runs through the end of next year, and it does not appear at this time he's going to sign off and give away anything at this point. Oh, you should know this. He's got another, and Fox, are you listening? He has another Twitter going to drop tomorrow. You know over there they're thinking, damn it, rewrite all the contracts, put in Twitter or any operation. In other words, you cannot even go out and have a public hall meeting in the future. They want you silenced and you shut your mouth. So much for the First Amendment as pushed by Fox News. That's going to cost them a lot, believe me. Now here's somebody exercising First Amendment, which I'm all about. And it's his shop, his candy store, or in this case, his bar, so he can do what he wants to. But I have to admit, I'm more than a little miffed. I'm really upset in the way he's doing it. That's the issue. Garth Brooks is 61. 61 from my age. That makes him, I think, is that 2 years older than me or 2 years younger? I always forget. My ciphering's always back. Anyway, he's opening a brand new Nashville bar. One of his favorite songs, my daughter and I mentioned to her the other day, we're driving back from Texas and it came on and this is some years ago and we start singing, I got friends in low places. I mean, I just sound pretty bad. Forget it. She sounded good. But we're just blasting it, driving down the highway. That's going to be the name of the bar, Friends in Low Places. Well, he is saying, I am going to allow Bud Light to be sold in my place. I want it to be a place you feel safe in. I want it to be a place where you feel like there are manners and people like one another. And yes, we're going to serve every brand of beer. We just are. It's not our decision to make. Well, it really is. He said, our thing is, if you are let into this house, love one another. If you're an a-hole, there are plenty of other places to go down the street. It is his bar. He can do what he wants. I don't know if he actually meant to make that big of a deal over Bud Light or Billboard magazine decided to do it, but either way, it's been blown out of proportion to some extent. But Garth Brooks would have been just better just to stay out of it. Of course, if he didn't stock it, he'd still been in it, wouldn't he? There's no way to avoid this sometimes. Thanks for listening, and remember our pledge, one nation under God.